We're here with Alex Gray, who is Senior VP and General Manager of Juniper Networks. Alex, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Nick.
Great.
Well, listen, we wanted to get your insight and your view on what the latest trends are this year in security, especially in comparison to last year.
Sure. I think a lot of the trends in security this year are similar to last continuation of last year's trends with one big change. The pressure for compliance, the pressure to have an enterprise's assets be completely secure, the pressure to provide privacy for customer data is as great or greater than it's ever been. But the pressure to do so economically, the pressure to do so in a manner that is simple and supportable is heightened by the economic pressures that virtually every institution, particularly financial institutions, are experiencing.
I think those things are true. What is Juniper highlighting, or what is Juniper offering up to help these folks with some of these issues and the current issues?
Sure. There's actually two things. Probably the highlight of the show is our adaptive threat management solution framework. And this is a notion where Juniper products, they don't just interoperate with one another, they actually cooperate with one another. We're one of the early implementers of the Trusted Computing Group's IFMAP standards. So we are, not only are our products exchanging information about changing security conditions and adapting their behavior, but we're doing so in a way that allows others to participate in that ecosystem in a way that's manner that's open. It's not a closed environment at all. The other element that we're showcasing here at the show is a very, very high-scale firewall capability in our SRX 3000 and 5000 series products. Mm-hmm. So certainly some very large institutions have incredibly demanding needs in their centralized data centers. And by the way, data centers are getting fewer and bigger as part of this trend towards cost reduction.
Right.
And they need the ability to consolidate multiple security devices, multiple firewall VPN devices, intrusion detection devices into a single large scalable platform, which is precisely what our SRX series does.
Sure. Obviously, you have some competition in some of these areas. How would you differentiate you and your products specifically against your competitors?
A lot of our differentiation comes from our focus on the Junos operating system as a single source operating system across all Juniper products. And one of the benefits of that focus on Junos is a level of consistency of implementation. So if an institution has our SRX 5000 class platforms in their data center, our J-Series services routers out in their bank branches, it's the same operating system, the same implementation of routing, security services across the board, and that saves money and provides unparalleled operational efficiency and the ability to save money. In fact, we just had a study done by Forrester Group that indicates that a Junos-based technology can save up to 41% in operating costs over competing technologies. So that's one of our primary differentiators. And another differentiator, quite frankly, is everything we do at Juniper, we do in a manner that is open and that is interoperable across, of course, our own portfolio, but also admits that we're not the only player in the marketplace and that we have got to have an environment where we can partner easily with others to deliver comprehensive solutions.
Right. As I mentioned before, right now we largely focus in financial and government.
Right.
What particular advice do you have for folks in those industries dealing with some of the issues you mentioned, cost savings, et cetera?
Well, the primary piece of advice I can give to anybody in the public sector, financial services in particular, is to make sure to take a close look at your procurement practices and understand that there is now choice in the marketplace, choice and flexibility. That's what Juniper stands for. And by taking a look at making sure that RFPs are done in a manner that is even-handed and equitable, and don't just make repeat decisions with an incumbent vendor, I think not only can you get superior products in terms of performance, simplicity, you can also save a lot of money. So that's my primary advice.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Alex, and have a great show.
Thank you very much, Nick. Take care.